Welcome to the Voices of the University podcast series, marking the 50th anniversary of the University of Warwick. Commissioned by the Institute of Advanced Study, the Voices of the University collection comprises of over 200 interviews with current and former staff, students and local residents, and reveals the history of the University of Warwick through their voices. In this episode, IAS Research Fellow Grace Huxford introduces extracts from the collection on Arriving at Warwick.
In the Voices of the University Oral History Project, many participants share their first impressions of the university when they arrived. John Cartwright, a history undergraduate student in the mid-1990s, describes his arrival.
I mean, this is going to sound a bit puerile, but I remember coming on the open day to Warwick, and I remember walking around the curve of the road, which goes towards from the Students' Union towards the Sports Centre, walking along, and it just felt right. That the whole place just, it just felt right to me. And there was somebody walking, that's not the pure Robert, there was somebody walking just in front of me, and I think, you know, the spur of the moment things, I got chatting with that girl, and she happened to be going to the same bus stop as me to get the same train back to London. It's not a world and romance or anything, but on the train journey, we were sat chatting, and she was very friendly. Her name was Jenny McDuff, from memory, but that's going back in the annals now a bit. But she turned out to be a huge Sheffield Wednesday fan, just like me. So we ended up spending, and at that time, rather than being rubbish, they were flying high in the top division. They were, you know, nearly winning the Premier League, as it were, Division One. So we spent this fantastic journey about talking about our favourite players, and then agreed we'd go to a match in London, which we did. We went to see them play QPR. And it was just this really, it was just a really nice thing that I thought, oh, you know, they've got people like Jenny there. On top of the course, on top of the fact it felt right, then, you know, Warwick was right for me.
Richard Wallace, who arrived as an undergraduate student in 2003, describes the mixture of emotions that students and their parents experience.
You're psyched to be leaving home, and there's a bit of anxiety, but you're also incredibly excited. Whereas your parents don't really have the excitement. I was thinking they might be excited for you, but they're not. You know, that's not the primary emotion, where I was very keen. I was probably a bit like a young kid at a party, you know, where your parents kind of drive you for hours across the country to get there, and the minute they drop you off, you just run off. You know, play with your friends.
Savannah Herzog, an undergraduate in 2011, describes a rather inauspicious start to her first day at the university.
Originally, so when I was here in 2011, I was staying in Orthovik, which it was such a nice, it was like a hotel. I absolutely loved it, you know, it was ensuite and everything. But what I learned very quickly was they didn't warn us until we had our kitchen meeting on the Monday. I think we had the kitchen meeting Monday evening. Monday morning, I woke up and my hair, I felt like it looked a bit disgusting. I was like, oh, I need to watch. And for some reason I thought, oh, my mum would, I don't know why I thought my mother's voice, it doesn't sound like anything she'd say, but I remember thinking, I need to wash my hair because I'm going to be meeting people and no one's going to want to meet someone with greasy hair. It was so, I'm not even that vain, I don't even know what I was doing. But so I had a shower, and this was right before we had sort of the vice chancellor's meeting. Everyone, it was at 9 a.m. and the fire alarm went off. So we all went outside, and I mean, it came back in. I remember thinking, what if that was me? What if that was me? And that evening, after we had our kitchen meeting, we were told, A, when you use the shower, you have to keep the door fully, both doors fully closed, because it can set off the fire alarm. But we got told using a hairdryer can set off the fire alarm, so we recommend you keep your window open. I'd set off the fire. They then came and found me. I didn't get in trouble because I obviously didn't know, but I accidentally set off the fire alarm with my hairdryer at 9 a.m. on the first day, and I was mortified. I just was so embarrassed, and I think they've improved it so it doesn't go off as easily. But now whenever I meet people, I'm always like, be careful about the hairdryer, keep the, and people are like, what are you on about? But like, well, I set off the fire alarm on my first day, and it was so embarrassing, and you know, but yeah, no, that was just something to remember.
It is not only students who are excited, surprised, or nervous when first arriving at the university. Julian Abremski, a local farmer and now part of the portering team at the university, recalls his first impressions of Warwick.
Oh, it was another world. Having been brought up in the city and lived in Charlesmoor, in the city centre, this sort of environment was literally another world. And it was great. It was great to come here. You came off the main road and you did enter what seemed to be a different city altogether.
In the earlier days of the university, new arrivals also commented on the building work taking place and, famously, the mud on campus. Shirley Crooks, now head of student support, recalls her first impressions of the university when she arrived in 1983.
There's a very strange image that comes to mind, and I always used to refer it to the land of the steaming manholes. The heating system at that time must have been going underground, because everywhere there was a manhole, there would be steam coming out of it. And so you would arrive in the morning and you would see these steaming manholes, and I used to sort of refer to it as the land of the steaming manholes.
In the next Voices of the University podcast, we shall hear more about the work that goes on behind the scenes at the university. For further details, or to hear the interviews in full, please consult the Voices of the University website.